Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long.
Wonderful and glorious. Look, dear, if you think that we are stuck in the mud and not getting out, that's not the truth for me. Because I am seeing evidence that this world of torment and evil is changing. I don't know for you and what you see in the world. If you are a part of the world that is out there, I'm not a part of it. I know something different. Because if back in 1855, it's amazing, but we left from Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere. And, you know, the white people give us a Bible to read about Jesus and stuff like that, and Adam and Eve in the garden. They don't have any right whatsoever to be writing a Bible about us. But do we know that? Of course not. We believe in Jesus, in the Bible, in the church. And then they took us to be slaves. And it went as bad as in 1857, the United States, which is, look, not talking about us. because they've done away with the Indians and whoever else as ethnic people. They've done away with us and begin to like drag us by force to believe in Jesus and to baptize in the name of Jesus and everything in the name of Jesus. There was a black slave that wanted to buy his liberty back from his female slave master in 1857. And he went to court. He wanted to pay $300 for his human liberty to people who are coming out of the gut of apes. Yeah. And come and mingle with our blood and start to talk. And it is our intelligence that they never had for 3 to 4 million years. They get our blood and begin to talk. You might think that what I'm saying is nonsense. But, you know, it's up to you and what you believe. But you can't know what you believe and tell me I am wrong, because you would have read the same thing I have read. I know I'm telling the truth. Yes. So talking about how changed these white buggers are, this is what they thought. They make up a government with called Supreme Court too, and say here, the United States Supreme Court ruled, just like how they ruled in 2015 when Obama was in presidency. Yeah, Obama passed law that United States as indigenous people. The first people who are civilized and walk on the earth are civilized people. These faggots begin to have their own government. Where is our government? It's fly and gone because of their disease. And we don't know. Right now, they can't deny that their disease has killed us. They can't deny it because our government is still on registration right now. Why? We don't know, with all the education we have. Listen to me. What I'm convincing you of is that back in those days, these folks didn't play with us like they do now. You understand that? They're coming from apes. And look at the way they treat us when they first capture us in the Western Hemisphere, where we belong, and they do not. Okay, if you search the history, you know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, United States court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they have no claim to freedom. It says more, but I'm just telling you. What happened today? Remember, we couldn't vote. We could a whole bunch of stuff they didn't make us do, because they were so afraid that, you know, we may come back at them. So they were keeping us down. They're killing us. They do every evil thing to us. But look today. What are we doing today? We're not just church preachers, but we becoming like presidents. How many black men you see? The black men serve as president, I think, one time. I think somebody said that. But the Jesse Jackson, you have Al Sharpton, and you have so many other black people are run for presidency and turn president of the United States. You think we should become president of the United States? Of course not. We turn fool because of their monkey disease, because we are Africans. We don't have disease. 100,000 years ago, 200,000 years ago, we never have no disease. But we have all the disease them now that we can't cure from them, these white body fuckers, because that's what they are. But they now lift themselves up so high and begin to give us money and make us feel like we are among them now. Civilization is killing them. If you don't know that we belong to civilization, not them, but we fall off the track, and talking serpent is all mixed up with our knowledge here that these body fucking white people them teach us to think, and we don't know ourselves. That's what you must look on right now. But we are on our way back because civilization by Aquarius house is feeding us with nutritious energy that to make us see the light and come out of the darkness and let these batty fucking people go back where they belong. I'm telling you, I don't see us stuck in the mud, okay? And if you don't see the change, if you can't see the dynamics of it, I don't expect you to, you know, like, go positive with this. It is for those residue of us who are making it back to come into our salvation, not them. All right, so hurrying so that somebody may call me before 6 o'clock. We have like about 7 minutes before 6 o'clock. If anybody want to come in and have a chat for another hour, you can do that. Come call me because I've been waiting for people to call and talk. Don't be afraid to talk the truth because the truth will protect you. If you think those other people them where they kill, they killed 4 of their presidents. 4! John F. Kennedy is one of the Nobel and the other Kennedy brother, right? They killed them because of what? These people fuck us all, and we are crazy in one way because of their disease. They are crazy in another way because our blood don't work well with mixing in with their type of a beast blood. You understand? The animal blood that they made up, be sure they didn't create from Adam and Eve, but now we so, our brain is gone so that they convince us that we and them was created by Adam and Eve. And that's not true. Never, 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 nothing go like that, but they realize that we turn fool, them can do anything else with us. But the time is far spent now. Okay? All right. So I wanted to, like, hurry up. Now I'm here. And anybody can call me in. All right. 347-850-1358. If we are going to die, and we are going to die at some point, anytime. But we have got to have a sound mind. And as you learn in the Bible, in a Christianity, oh, you should walk upright and all that. Of course, we ought to walk upright, but not in the context of the Bible and Jesus. You have it wrong. So you're wasting your time with all of the nice experience you might say you have. But look, you have the wrong knowledge about the world and African people. Okay? You have to have it right. And if you think you have it right, go on. Because you know what? With all your good intention, you know, you may be rewarded for just having good intention. Who knows? I can't tell you that. I can't tell you to go with just good intention. No, you need to read the real Sumerian history, Mesopotamian history, and know about your prehistory existence. Because the church is not for us. All right. Watch this. Did uncivilized Europe gaze invasion brought Elohim kingship law? Did they bring us kingship, Elohim kingship law codes to America? Did they brought the life and the civilization of Elohim, the gods? Did the white people them? Did this the gay Europeans? Did they bring the knowledge of Elohim gods from the Nibiru heaven and bring all manner of nice things to fashion the face of the earth so that we can have civilization here? And these white people would want us to think that, oh, they are the ones who first make civilization. That's a betrayal of civilization. Okay? Christmas and Easter, not civilized thing. After these faggots, they're from the Batty Mandam. And they would like to catch our children and teach them to fuck Batty from in a school. Ain't no joke. And if you play with them, well, they take you into with the devil down there somewhere. All right. It is the gods that brought all these things to us. It's not them. All right. And if you begin to see the light, you will get out of the church, because the church did not exist in the BC era. Why not? Why BC was before Christ, and then AD bring Christ, that they are the Christmas and the Easter and the whatnot, where these batty white people, fucking batty white people, them, put we Christianity. And they endeavor that we shut up and leave them alone, let they bring all of us to fuck batty like them, because that's what Obama did. Make law so that for them government, half of all of that faggot of that is here. They don't want me to talk about it. You know what happened? Coup them. No. They can't come where we are and then dumb us down. We don't have any sense. We can't live the glorious life that we were created to do, because we were created to work for our God. They're gone, and they're right here. I can tell you for real. Our government is still alive. The laws are still alive. They break our laws. We need to, catch them and throw all of them into a precipice. Okay? With our kingship running system, because there is Amurabi and her Namu and other kings. Right? You have Gilgamesh and you have other kings that make laws to put these white people away. And they break our law to talk about they have government now. But you know what? The time is coming. The time is coming when it won't be hard for us to breathe. You see, and to be afraid of them, you know. In order for you to be not afraid of these honest fucking gays who are, looking at us and scorning us. You see, because they find out that we don't make no sense. But anytime they find you making sense, they walk the other way, because they don't want a power to deal with the truth of our existence. But by they use their faggot heap blood on us, we don't have no sense anymore. This is what is our problem. All right. Because you know what I mean? The more they try to stop me and to do all kind of stuff what they accustomed to do, is to find something to kill us. One way or the other, it means that when they block us one way, if our minds are right, they'll find out. It doesn't pay them to do the things that they are doing to us. And little by little, they will be totally demolished. You see them going on right now? You watch them. Okay? Because Pisces gone. And under Pisces, energy they develop. But they're not going to develop under Aquarius. 12 houses of the houses of Zodiac. We are not under their moon season calendar. That are the Pope. And the Pope, they don't try to hide like that they are homosexuals. The Pope, them, and them have the most power all over the world. I tell you something, you wait until the Pope up on St. Petersburg, when he is going to come face to face with what they destroy, poor thing. Right? Yeah. See the Pope, take picture, a kiss a man. A kiss a man, you know, see? And we believe in Jesus, Lord God. No, Jesus is nowhere to be found in the Bible. What the Bible is saying about Jesus, these people are right, this whole bunch of story. You don't know these fucking ass Europeans, they never civilized one day. Okay, now watch this. Trump, massive hint for potential VP selection. When you have these people say they are government and they're ruling over us, it's the greatest, you know, it is a mournful thing for us to be underneath them and them no them a make up fucking ass law and say them have the law of the land. That their constitution say they say that their constitution only said that to them, not to us. And it's simply because the Jesse Jacksons them of the world, they don't know what to say because they don't read no history. Okay? And that's the reason why they turn reverent in the church. When these honest fuckers are give you license for when you do any kind of a exam or something like that, it's them, a fit them government, I give you permission to do anything you're doing because we don't know our laws are still alive and well. And look in to the American history and you will see that they came from Africa into the Western world using the power of the government given to us from our Creator. Who did these people create or who created them? The thing them do was use them disease and destroy our thinking. And that's why we are in this state right now. And if you want to take it like I am a joker, well, you go ahead and you will see what happens. Human is very frail. We don't really worth much of anything. And if we don't have our spirit, you know, embracing the truth, I mean, you can't embrace something if you don't know what it is. And if we in the church, not embracing the truth, but embracing homosexual device, okay? It's not our life that, and next thing you see, the hawala we turn homosexuals. It's begin to happen. You know what I mean? It is for us to get the renewing of our mind, man. Okay? And learn the truth. And we are so stricken with the lies that they taught us that a lot of us don't want to hear you say nothing against the name of Jesus Christ. Really? If you know how much of our sense is gone, some people say we lose about like 80%, we only use like 10% of our brain. I don't doubt it. I do not doubt it. Once we grow up with Jesus, I tell you, when I said to you that Jesus is not in the Bible as a real character, neither St. Paul, neither God who say he begot a son. How did God begot a son? Nobody can tell you that. And they don't care. They believe in him anyway, because they think belief is just like knowledge. But the difference between knowledge is, you get knowledge when you go to school and learn to read. But they didn't teach you nothing about believing, though. And guess what? They leave you for go there and stumble. When you read and you come upon belief, you believe every nasty foolishness and think as long as Jesus' name connect upon it, You think it's cool. Praise the Lord. And a shut God. It doesn't go like that. And you will have to have a strong mind. When you hear somebody say something, you sense something in what they say. To say, you know what? But that sounds better than that. And begin now to pay attention and create changes in the way you think by observing what is knowledge from what is senseless believing. You see what I mean? So you won't stand on your feet until you begin to recognize knowledge as the power of knowing and everything. Not believe, okay? And it don't prevent you from using the act of belief when you want. But you are far away from truth if you're believing what I'm telling you in a church, because none of the story of Jesus and God is true. I mean, not even one word. How far away are we with that? Because you cannot afford to think now that you are so far away from Jesus and God, because that's what is formed in our minds from we are picnic. Okay? So you have to have a very tough kind of a spirit inside of you that is willing to look at something and examine it and make distinction between, oh, the dark side and the bright side. Okay. White people are not supposed to be among us. And the reason why we are not talking and understanding right, it is because they are among us. And form a number of who is in the church, like we are not alone. They are in the church too. And they are the crooks that messes up our brain. And we don't know. All right? And then everything you do today, it's under the government where they make. Right? And their government is not government. Their money right now is not currency. It's not in principality currency. When I'm talking about, democracy. Those things are not law for us. It's for them. You know, and I am calling people to like, come on the radio and talk to me. Come all, because I don't run from nothing you want to ask me. I don't run from anything anybody wants to ask me. Because I read about the real beginning, not the one where I read about in a Genesis. Because God no have no sense. Jesus no have no sense. Okay, now, my friends, it's a rocky road. It is a rocky road because once we are grown up and are bent in mind, in spirit, we don't have the, that energy that's supposed to be in our blood to be strong and to resist disease and stuff like that. We can't have it. As long as we were given that milk, they call it mirasme milk, we get all the evil something from these white people who are telling us, and right now they don't hold no responsibility to, to cleanse the evil that they do to us. No, because they don't know no better than what they come from blood, cross breeding blood and start to talk. Them don't know no better. So if we don't want to make ourselves the better person that we were before them come with them sodomite hip, multiple disease now, and we are here now. You have to be taking a whole bunch of tablets, a whole bunch of something for you to like keep away some of these, the disease them out there from you. But I tell you what, you never know. You never know when some of them, because there's so much of the disease from these white people, and them are the government, and we don't know, oh, that them are the government that is doing us anything. We don't know that. And let's hope that somebody out there listen to something that I say and realize that I didn't ask to believe in what I'm saying, more over to believe in me. You know, I am not somebody for you to believe in. If you ever get to know me and see to your satisfaction that I am a clean person, and you would say, well, then, you know, I believe in him because I see things to make me trust that he's a nice person, a good person. That's fine with you at that point. But what happened when you don't know enough about me and you're going to believe in me? No, man, you're committing suicide like that. No, if you happen to do it and you didn't realize that you must do it with caution, you know, well, if you trust me to like go from here to there, so, and I am for real, you take a chance and, you know, you didn't know that, you know, you must be careful, whatever you do, no matter who, you will get away with that. You will get away with that because, you know what? I don't have any intention of harming anybody, and I do not, in my thinking, expect that a devil is going to overpower me and take me out of my spiritual standing, because I have no intention of going in there, right? I want to be affected by what I think and what I desire, okay? So that's the way it is. But our minds got to be strong. We have to have knowledge of what we are to do, and we only get the knowledge when we study to be wise, okay? All right, let's hear this. All the things that we are listening, and I know a whole bunch of us are making up, you know, we are conscious about our rights to vote. African people don't vote for faggots that invade us and colonize us. You don't vote for them because they make up their own a government, you know, is sodomite government. It's sodomite government. But they know to set up things in all kinds of different ways for you to think that is a good world we live in. These people are killing our folks abroad every day. They don't care about us. Okay. You think the name Donald Trump is a good name, simply because, you know, in some things, he do something in a politics and you feel like, oh, he's a good president. Look, you have got to know that these people came here and become who they are. They didn't come here the way they are. So don't be an idiot and think that white people are the one you are to look forward to, for they're going to bring you something good. You know, when you vote for them, you don't need these fucking asshole white people. You do not, in total. So you may never accept what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is true. If you read anything about our history and where we're coming from, you would find out. But how about me that did not read and did not know? But there came a time. There came a time where I begin to take responsibility for what I'm thinking and my life existence for yourself. And if you decide at a church, church is not a good word. Church is a bad word. Okay? Really? Christianity is a bad word. I mean, to no end. You may not feel the weight of what I'm saying because you will have to, like, get your mind accustomed to, you know, something and to think a lot about it and see whether you will find a way to see, well, you know, it's true. And know where the knowledge is coming from, because it's not going to be easy. It took me a while to read and use my knowledge of words to clean up the thoughts I'm taking on my friends. It's not an easy thing, for I grew up in the church from I was 7 years of age. What I'm telling you, I'm serious about it, and it's just like when you know something and you're clamoring for something in such a way that you have good reason why you're clamoring for it. Only so you will be better, because there's a lot of force inside of you that is already settled in your mind, and even things that you try to go against, it come back and shake you up and tell you to, like, no, you know, accept this, and force the wrong thought and feelings back into you. But if you are thinking correctly and know why you're thinking, it's a different story, you know. Because when you look at the truth as the life that you want to have, you're going to resist. You're going to do, and you're going to pray in your heart. And you don't have to go in a closet to pray. You see? You don't have to close your eyes to pray. But these are the kind of thing the church does. You know, so that we don't come off to anything. Because we're doing vain act and having vain thoughts. We're not in a gutter. You see, I mean, if you are somewhere and you're thinking about a friend far away, how good that is, how strong that is. You're thinking about the friend, right? And think to do something good for the friend. And what happens when a friend is somewhere far away and thinking about the same way like you? Right? And then at some point, you may have to, like, put something in the mail. Send something to that friend to let the friend know that you're thinking about them. But what about you have some people who say they are friends and you're not hearing from them? And when you do try connection, they probably say, hi, how you do, and keep on going, and, you know, or maybe stand up and chat for a long time, but then they'll never call you back. Wait a year and they don't call you back. They don't, you know, duration of time. When people this question would say, well, then, you know what, I have to, like, call my friend and see how my friend is doing. No, when you have close somebody to you and they don't care, you could have six, 12th time and they have never called to see how you're doing. And, of course, there are those periods when you do those calls, right? And it is appreciated. They only want to hear, you know, where you say, and then once you're done, that's it. Because them now have spent no time to check and see how you're doing. That's not caring for a loved ones, you know. It's not sharing your good mind with others. You're not doing it for any kind of a ulterior reason. You're doing it because you know the energy needs to touch. It needs to touch, and your friend like you have confidence that your friend doing well, and you hear from your friend and things are going all right, and you keep in touch. If anything going wrong, your friend is going to know. You're going to tell him. And I like that. That's how we come together, man. Apart from that, it is easy for people to get carried away by the whole bunch of antics going on around you, who you know. So when you know that, we'll all soon be dead, and we want the life now to shape up so that when we are dead, we are good spirit coming into the next world. All right. So here I am saying, Trump drops massive hint for potential VP selection, vice president. So they're out there, what these white people are doing is they are working on the foundation that they have created. The foundation that white people create is one that deceives our minds. They use a lot of evil. And I tell you about the disease, them. When you're sick and all them kind of things, those things are, even when you think that you get well, you know, your mind is not working right. What kind of mind you have? Cerebellum. You see, that's the two elements in the brain, side by side. Okay, that's right. And my friends, I'm telling you, life is not good for anything else except to live the good life. You can't live the good life unless you learn the knowledge of the history, because the history is everything. History is a record of the past, and a lot of people don't care about that because they only think about a lot of food and clothes and all kind of sex and all of those kind of stuff. And everything that we are thinking about, it means a lot to you because of what we are taught in the Bible and these white people. And they are not going anywhere. White people not going anywhere. They behave like they're spiritual and stuff like that. White people don't have a drop of good spirituality inside of them. But let them tell you about Jesus. They're telling you about a fucking asshole. A character like Jesus never exists. And we now think that, oh, the word Christ washes white as snow. And it's not true. Jesus and God is as nasty and stink as you will ever think, or maybe not thinking. But those two words destroy us. Okay? And I'm telling you that because it's true. It takes me a long time to know it is true. So if you don't work hard, what you think you're going to get? Think hard and discover things. And that's how you find your way into the great achievement of the right knowledge. But when you just look up in the sky and you don't know, and you look at the trees and, you know, and when you talk to people, they don't refresh you, you know. They don't refresh you because they're thinking about going to work tomorrow and how much money they will make next week. You hear me? And from the fact these people come and realize all they care about is money, money, money. You hear me? That's right, because money answers all cause, right? But when you don't know the bigger knowledge about things, you only live for money. I just don't live for money now, okay? I was never a person who craved after money. I don't mean, I work every day though. I was never a lazy person. So don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you, there's a bigger realm of knowledge for us to know. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And you know, I like to feed myself on this energy that where I am, you know, content with the knowledge that I yearn and grab every day. I want to settle into the knowledge of it. And if you don't, you're left out, because the breeze of evil is going to blow you where you don't want to go. Really, you're going to want things where you don't want, and you won't be comforted with things that should give you power in the real, in the things that we call principality. You got to be in principality where your mind is being fed on knowledge that keeps you away from those type of energy that drag you into the dark. What else this has to say? Washington, D.C., December 13. Florida governor-elect Ron DeSantis, Republican. All in words here, we as Africans, we need to, you know, to grow past them, because we are growing out of a darkness that we should not be in, okay? And it's only when now you decide to think with a lot of gravity in what you're thinking and move ahead and find yourself making connection with thoughts and energy to keep you in the way where you prosper and you're okay. All right. So here now what we have now, where these people come from and come into everywhere we settle ourselves. They settle in Europe. Then they leave Europe not having name and, you know, don't have nothing at all. Europe is the place for them to stay. They don't stay there. They come after us everywhere we are. And we have government and the power that teaches us how we are to live. These are faggots. And they begin to push themselves on us. Now, I can tell you a lot of that, and I hope that you can think about a lot of that for yourself and try to live a life that make you happy and hopeful and good. So they're talking about these monkeys, because that's who these people are. They're coming from out of monkeys. And they are doing everything to be like human beings. If you know what these people do to be who they are now and say, they own the United States, they own the entire world around us. If you know that, man, it would depress you, I think. Because when you have not think about these kind of things out around you in the world, and if it hits you hard, you know, I mean, for you to digest it, it's hard to digest one time. You have to get to know gradually, right? And love it and want it. And know that, you know what? By you thinking about it, you can't think about it too much. You don't want to think in any inappropriate way. But when you're thinking about the right thing, you gauge yourself and gradually. If you don't get it done today, you start it again in the morning when you wake up, man. Okay? And know that if you resist, you resist that energy that is trying to pull you back. You'll feel like sometimes like you lose the grip, but as long as you think to yourself, say, no, you don't want that, you will find the grip in still inside of you, you know, but it's all something that you have to think it out. So it goes on now to this DeSantis. Sodomites. They look at us like we don't have any sense, but if they begin to get a taste of what we know, when we know the knowledge, you'd be surprised to see what what kind of mind they really have. Yes, DeSantis Republic, what you call it, Democrat Republican, sits next to U.S. President Donald Trump and Governor of South Dakota elect Christy. Know him during the meeting with governors elect in the cabinet room at the White House on December 13, 2018 in Washington, D.C. Photo by Mark Wilson. Image. Getty Images. Yeah, Getty Images. Mark Wilson. All right. Former President Donald Trump suggests that he may pick a woman as his vice presidential running mate if he wins the Republican nomination. You see what I mean? Look, these kind of things, we African people, long time ago, if we have found the way to get the knowledge that these people come and deprive us of knowing, we wouldn't be here talking about this right now. You see what I mean? But look, we used to live in Jamaica in some place where wattle, the little house is wattle and daubed. Okay? And what I'm saying to you now is the way these white people behave, they behave like we were the wattle and daub walls and they were we the people, you know, enjoying our little building of wattle and daub. Yeah, because look, when you look at the wall and the sticks that I know that, you know, you have sticks inside there before you throw, I mean, the daub on it, the masonry on it. You know what is underneath there, right? Well, you only enjoy it because, you know, it is there, I mean, as a place of shelter and so forth. These people just look at us like we are the wall. These white people, they look at us, African people, like we are the wall, you know. Yes, that's so. Because what? They are not coming from human being, our blood, and start to talk and stuff like that. But look, they don't have anything up in the heavens that they care about. They would only like to go up to Mars and go up there and procreate a lot of sodomite people. Because look, they like to fuck us all. You see what I mean? I mean, you African people, we have nature to have sex, a penis and vagina, and all the pleasure that we get in, you know, in men get in vagina and vagina from the penis. That's the pleasant pleasure, and remember, we don't get that pleasure except for the purpose why we doing it. It wasn't for the pleasure why we get sexuality. Do you know that? Just think about it. Because the animals do it. And what do you see they do? They do it only when nature tells them to do it. certain season of the year. And some birds, I think, he said, to travel miles and miles away. Especially if they're leaving a colder place and go to a warmer place. Go hatch and have their children. Look, life is deeper than what we hear today thinking. Because like I told you, there's a lot of disease that batter our brains. I know for myself, I could tell the experience. And if you think that nothing wrong with you, and because you have a little business or something like that, nothing wrong with you. You have a little business, but who's taking away your taxes money? It's not your government. The people in America, when we come here from Africa and come into one of these settlements, come with our own government. When we hear about Caesar Augustus gave a decree that all men should be taxed, you think that is kingship? No, these are the faggots who kill us and do every evil to us and talk about Jesus is the Son of God and all this kind of stuff. These things are not true, but when are we going to find out it's not true? Well, you're blessed when you hear somebody is talking and you don't have to jump and believe what they're saying. But why don't you get some question to ask and try to find out whether or not somebody is making sense? Why don't you try and do that, man? Try to do that. Rather than trying to just say, well, go from there and all them kind of things. And think as it go, like up in the country when nobody have nothing to do and stuff like that. Don't even have movies to go and not like that. You're up in the woods there and live the wooded life and stuff like that, man, because we were out there as slaves. So what I'm trying to say to you, our thinking will revolutionize the way we are. Okay? And that, because where I am coming from, you know, is something to think about. And I don't forget what happened in my younger days, man. And when my parents are oblivious to what would make their children's life better, they didn't know no more than just try to get some food to make us, you know, feel happy when we eat food. That's about it. But life has something way, 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 way above that. You know, the food is to be there. But there are spiritual knowledge for us to know, and we are not knowing when they get trapped up with Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ never exists. Well, I am reading now, and I know very well to hold my own. And somebody who wants to have a little exercise with me, come and talk to me, man. Come on this program. I'm paying for this program. You can come here and talk whatever you want to talk based upon your sense of reason and stuff like that. Just make it something for you. And hopefully for someone else too. For me, if you're talking to me, I can learn something from what you're saying. You know, and meaning if you can even correct me on something, I'm going to take that correction and run with it too. Because I know how to take what you have that fits into what I am about, and I'm gone with it too. You know, it's not going to spoil anything for me. All right. Let's go on now and talk some more about this republic, democracy and the Democrats and the Republicans. Okay, so you go on to say, they said to the U.S., Donald Trump is saying that if he win the election back then, he would nominate a woman during the meeting, governor-elect in the cabinet room at the White House on December 13, 2018, in Washington, D.C., and it tells you, all right, former President Donald Trump suggested that he pick a woman as his vice presidential running mate. If he wins the Republican nomination, according to a report by NBC News on Sunday. In an interview with NBC News, Kristen Kristen Welker, Trump suggested that he liked the concept of picking a woman as his running mate. According to a report about the interview, Trump is the leading candidate. Can you imagine? This man is being charged by his own government with a lot of crime. And they still have him running, as a potential to be president again. And he just tried to totally demolish this Biden, right? He was going to use criminal act and say he won, and lying, and they still have him running. Now, just look, we African people should not be in a position to sit under this whole bunch of filth that they are talking in front of us. And I mean it. We shouldn't have to listen to these things when we're looking at our government, or we forget that we have a government. We have our own government still. And these filthy, white, non-human monkeys, them behaving like all we know about government is these fucking batty homosexuals. And when we don't know about them, we don't know about them. But when we know about them, it's a difficult thing to bear. It's a difficult thing to bear because these belong to where they begin to fuck their bodies, right? And don't come here and try to teach us and make it be like it's a great thing for us to do is to turn homosexuals. We should not be here. We're not supposed to be here. And I'm not here in my mind. Nothing about them is civilized. Absolutely nothing. When I'm on here, and I don't know if they will return, but I can tell you for over the past like two years or more, these folks are turning off what I chat about. And I'm not telling any lies. I am not stealing anything. I'm not owing them any money to pay for these programs. They're taking that money. I mean, it is not where I have to post it, put it in a mailbox and send it to them. No, electronically, they take that money where I tell them take it from. Okay? But I must say, I am not just sitting here and let them do it, though, because it's not only to fight people physically, do harm to them, but I'm doing things back to them to harm them and arm them in a way that, look, they are not government for me, no matter what they claim they are. No, but I'm digging that up because they are not government. And if they give me a chance, I'd blow them away with the fact that they don't have any comeback to come back. Okay? Somebody cannot break into your house and push you out of it like the Pope upon St. Peter's Basilica. What is he doing there? Feel our place. That's why he is there. So what I am saying to you is this. I am here and I know to fight. And you know, about 2-3 weeks ago, they sent me something like in the form of an apology and, you know, reimbursing me for, you know, the problem I've been having. I'm hitting them, and I'm hitting them where it hurts. You see what I mean? And they don't have any right to hit me back. And you can tell they killed 4 of their presidents. These people will kill anybody as long as nature free them up to do it. Look, I don't picture myself someone that they are going to, like, put me to sleep. I don't look on myself as that because I think I belong to a higher order of what they are. That who is going to fall is them, not me. Because I don't take anything from them. So I am to hit them with the principality brick. That's what I have. And that is what I depend on. They know when they get a shot, a bullet from me, they won't forget that somebody here is not sitting down and take what they do. And your intellect inside of you and what your intention is for doing what you're doing. Okay? So the knowledge that I receive about our existence, they don't have nothing to do with it. They come here. They follow us. I know where they're coming from. I know when they use their disease on us and when we start turning idiot. Africa turn idiot. The government in Africa turn idiot. You can look. It's a king they overthrow. And Africa never send any troop, no military, to come over Rome, Italy, to see what was going on. Until this day, I don't read nothing. And all I read about is these faggots writing all kind of a sin-sick nonsense, cursing and demeaning our African kings and people. That's what they do. Put that into my hand, and I'm telling you something. It's a real verbal gun. Those kind of knowledge that I found, nobody ever say a word about those things to me, about they overthrowing a king. And when I read it, I said, but I have never seen nobody overthrowing a king like that. You know, in what they call modern time now, a whole bunch of these guys out there under these European type of government are doing a lot of those things. Staging coup and you know, and some of these fool African government following the white people them government to, all right, and call themselves democracy. Yeah, they are doing coup. I never see nobody, overthrow a real African king. But it happened. And that was the beginning of the end of we getting protection from kingship government. But I read and see that everything is intact. Everything is intact for our government. And any one of us can get up with the knowledge and go down there and stop the courthouse from working. Close them down. Really? Because what? Every government has jurisdiction. Jurisdiction. So when you're out of jurisdiction and mess around with another government jurisdiction, you're not running a government, because each government stays in their jurisdiction. It is evident. I have proof. These faggots here, they are not under their jurisdiction. They come from Europe, but they don't have any civilization to give them name and establishment like we do. That's why they come here and take charge and use the thing there and knock our brain off. They disease them. They turn us into a subspecies that is worse. That's not what we are. They change our species because it's on food. We are a species now that spoil. All right. Let me see if I can finish this. This say here, he says, okay, it goes on to say that a 56.6 support, according to the Real Clear Politics. I like the concept, but we are going to pick the best person. You hear them talk about? They sit in front of us and say anything these faggots are going to do, them stand in front of us, and they don't care nothing about us. They don't even want us to vote. You see, if you're going to vote, you must vote for them. Trump also said that does not think too much about it. What? He said Trump also said that does not think too much about it. He said what? Asking if he was leaning toward choosing a woman. Yeah, Isaac. Trump also said that does not think too much about it. Also said that does not think too much about it. He's saying he was asked. When asked, he says, but I do like the concept. Yes, said Trump when asked if he was leaning toward choosing a woman. Trump also said that does not think too much about it. I guess the context is hidden into what he's saying. A woman who doesn't think that too much about it or something. All right, my friend, I thank you for tuning into the program, and blessings to you. Take care of yourself. Let me see what I can do here. There's this this nice tune I like to play. Take care. See you. But fools
die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Fixation of a soul vanity, destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same. To build a better nation, clean up your creation, or there will be no future for you. Righteous, it teaches many, but fools die for want of wisdom. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
and Baton Rouge officer on leave after son arrested. After son arrested in Brave. Arrested in Brave. Yeah, okay. Georgia prosecutor in Trump case says threats awaits the time. A waste of time. Earthquake hit Italy. Hopa volcano raising specter of evacuation. U.S. soldier Travis King heads home after North Korea explosion. Private Travis King, the U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July. He's in U.S. custody and holding home and heading home. The United States said on Wednesday, Trump Republican rivals seek elusive breakout moment at second primary debate. Market, chairman under police watch. When is Irish Central Square become? Night time soup chicken. Biden officials kept immigration jail despite internal cost concern. Okay, so come back here now. What? No. Wait a second now. What is going on? Okay, I'm going the wrong way. All right.